السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the supplication of the angels. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, creator of the noble angels, who make supplication for the believers and who descend with mercy upon them. O Allah, you are our Lord, and to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, in your angels, in your divine books, your messengers, and in the last day. We believe in your divine decree, both its good and its apparent bad. And we testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And we testify that our Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. So, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, and upon his family and his companions and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and created those before you, that you may become righteous. أيها المؤمنون, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran about angels who make supplication for the people on earth. For he says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ And the angels exalt Allah with praise of their Lord and ask forgiveness for those on earth. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us in this verse that from the function of the angels is that there are angels who constantly make supplication towards goodness. And their supplication is often specifically connected to those who perform certain acts of goodness. And so, for example, if we reflect on this, then we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has often conjoined certain angels with certain acts. For example, we find that there are angels who ask Allah for mercy and forgiveness for whosoever preserves and safeguards their prayer, especially if they are those who hasten to go to the masajid and try and be in the first rows of the worshippers. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى السَّفِّ الْأَوَّلِ Indeed, Allah and the angels send their blessings upon those who pray in the first rows. The Sahaba said, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى الثَّانِي Companions, the Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah, what about those who pray in the second rows? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَعَلَى الثَّانِي And upon the second too. In other words, the angels are praying and sending their blessings upon those who have this avidness to be amongst the first rows of worshippers in the mosque. We also find in hadith that there is a special supplication that the angels make for those who teach other people, nourishing their hearts and encouraging people to that which is good in terms of embodying the best of characteristics and virtues and morals in following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, "Inna Allah wa malaikatahu wa ahl al-samawati wal-ard, hatta namlat fi juhriha, wa hatta al-hoot la yasalluna ala mu'allim al-nas al-khair." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah, his angels, the inhabitants of the heavens and the earth, even the ant in his hole, even the fish, they send their blessings upon the one who teaches the people to do good. Likewise, we find that anyone involved in a role of connecting people's hearts, demonstrating goodness to others, trying to make sure that the needs of people are met, they can be hopeful to attain unto the supplication of the angels. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about such a person, he said, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. He said, O Allah, give the one who spends something, i.e. for the sake of Allah, recompense in place of what he spends. In similar ways, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that those who visit the sick, Then they'll find angels making supplications for them. When they go there, especially to help comfort others and provide consolation and alleviate the pain and suffering of others, they can have hope that the angels will be supplicating for them. For the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man 'ada maridan, nada munadin min as-sama'i, tibta wa taba mamshak, wa tabawwa'ta min al-jannati manzila." For whoever visits the ill, a caller calls out from the sky saying, in other words, an angel saying, "May you be good, may your walking be good, and may you come to an abode in paradise." Subhanallah. Likewise, any believer who wishes good for his brother and his fellow Muslim and makes supplication for them, both sometimes in their presence, but perhaps more importantly when they are not present and in the ghaib, in the time when no one can see one, and they're making supplication for their fellow believers, then such a person can have hope to attain unto the supplications of the angels. For the Prophet ﷺ said that not only do the angels say Ameen to his supplications, but they also make supplication of the same thing for him. For the Prophet ﷺ has said to the nearest meaning, a Muslim supplication for a brother, بظهر الغيب, in his, when he's not aware and his, in his absence, he says, is mustajab, receives an answer. And an angel is stationed at his head when he makes such a supplication. And the angel remains in such a position as long he continues to make كُلَّمَا دَعَى لِأَخِيهِ بِخَيْرٍ, as long as he continues to make supplication for his brother. Then the angel says, who's been stationed in that position to answer, the angel continues to say, Ameen wa laka bimithlin. He says, Ameen to whatever the Muslim makes dua for his brother. And then he says, and may you receive the like of this. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the angels make supplication for the believing Muslims whenever we are engaged in obedience and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about such angels, he says, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِيهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. The angels ask forgiveness for those who have believed, saying, Our Lord, you have encompassed all things in your mercy and knowledge. So forgive those who have repented and followed your way, and protect them from the punishment of the hellfire. Indeed, the angels continue to make supplication for the believing Muslims, and especially as long as they are repenting. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us this companionship of the angels, for this is something that is with the one who makes remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For it is as if an angel has been deputized for those who make remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially those who send their salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, "Ma min muslimin yusalli alayya." There is no Muslim who sends his peace and blessings or salawat upon me, illa sallat alayhi al-mala'ikatu, except that the angels will send peace and blessings upon him, ma salla alayya, as long as he continues to send his salawat upon me. So let each believing slave make such supplications, ay min thalika aw liyukthir. So let him make a little of it or make much of it, depending on how much we want to be part of this beautiful recompense or this beautiful circumference or circle of salawat coming back to us. So, O Allah, we ask that you make us from those who can attain unto the supplications of the angels. For you are the one who says about yourself, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, that you are the one who confers blessings upon us, and you send the angels so that he may bring us out from the darkness into the light. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you send us out of the darkness, Ya Rab. And you bring us into the light of your mercy and your compassion, and you connect us to those who are connected to you. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness. Indeed, he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.